In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear brethren, my dear community members, throughout Lent, we have been focused on entering more deeply into the mystery of Christ's sufferings and death on the cross, preparing our souls to commemorate his passion, his death, his resurrection. Throughout Lent, we used the Violet Vestment. The flowers were no longer present on the altar. The organ was not playing during all ceremonies. But last night, we entered the most intense time of Lent, which is called Passion Tide. So I hope that now all your statues at home, all your religious images are also veiled, covered by violet fabric, as it is the case here in the church, to mark the importance of Passion Tide. But of course, this year, St. Patrick's Day coincides with Passion Sunday. So once again, during Lent, there is joy. Once again, there is joy in our families. There is joy that fills the liturgy. We all have this great joy to celebrate you and our patron saint, the patron saint of Ireland, with great solemnity. Once again, the shamrocks bloom everywhere, on the flags, in the streets, on your lapels. I see a lot of them, and you will also see some shamrocks on the vestment, worn during Holy Mass, and eventually on my green socks today. It's a special occasion. So let me tell you a little story of an event that is currently happening in my own country, in France. You know that this summer, the Olympic will take place in Paris. And then the official poster to promote this major event, there are a lot of symbols of France. And among them, thank God, there is a very well-known church. But there is a missing important detail on this poster. The cross at the very top of the spire has been removed. There is a simple arrow. The cross has been removed from the official poster to publish and promote the Olympics. So you may ask me, what is the relationship with today's feast? Actually, there is something built on the same agenda. A lot of people now describe in Ireland this day as Paddy's Day. And all those who promote this title do indeed have a very clear agenda as well. They do want to remove any Catholic identity from this feast. They do want to transform this day into a mere folklore celebration. So what must be our response as Catholics? We must remember that St. Patrick came to Ireland in a mission, and he came as a Catholic bishop. He came as a successor of the apostles. He came as someone who dedicated his life to proclaiming the gospel and preaching the mystery of the cross. He came to convert and to save souls. So remember that St. Patrick did not come to Ireland to comfort pagans in their belief. He had not come to bless sin itself, or to bless those who have no desire to change their hearts and to convert. He did not come to preach about equality or the climate changes. He came to preach Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ crucified. He came to preach the instrument of our salvation, the Holy Cross. He came to announce to the pagans that it is only through the sacrificial death of Jesus Christ that one can be redeemed and reconciled to God. St. Peter, in his letter to the Corinthians, reminds us similarly why he was preaching. Quotation, he was preaching to declare unto you the testimony of Christ. He was preaching Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ crucified. You see, there is something in the life of St. Patrick that I lack very much. It's when confronting evil in the form of the snakes he encountered, he did not run away. And it's how St. Patrick is an example of courage and determination in the face of adversity. So rather than being intimidated or fleeing from the challenge he encountered, St. Patrick trusted in God's strength and chose to confront them head on. And it's how he is a great example for, first of all bishops throughout the world, but especially here in Ireland. It's how he is a great example for all the priests and also an example for all the faithful. He chose to trust God's strength. We may remember this passage, how powerful this passage is in his confessions. He wrote, "I should be afraid to fall short in the speech which I owe to my Lord." You see, it is with this perseverance that he converted many pagan sacred sites for Christian worship. You may remember, just for instance, a few of them, but one of the important ones where I was recently is the Hill of Tara, where St. Patrick performed baptisms there as well. And we may also remember the stone circles, all these megalithic structures formerly used by the Druids for rituals, who then became Catholic places of worship. So you see how St. Patrick bore great fruits, precisely because he was able to create a soil that was worthy and ready to receive the faith. He did not trust in himself, but he trusted in God's providence. So St. Patrick chose wisely. He fulfilled his mission by preaching the mystery of the cross. He did not ignore it. He did not remove it. He preached the mystery of the cross. He was announcing to all how it is always through the cross that Christ conquered sin and death. It is through the cross that he restored humanity to friendship with God. So you see, this must be our own spiritual program during these two upcoming weeks that leads us to Easter, during this intense liturgical time called Passion Tide. The cross does not only refer to Jesus' execution, it does symbolize his suffering, his death, but ultimately also his victory. So we must not restrict the cross to an instrument of death, but also to divine love, to mercy, to redemption. And this is why we must embrace it and find solace and strength. It is through the cross that sin was conquered. Jesus really offered himself as a sacrifice. He really carried the weight of our sins to atone for them. It is again through the cross that death was conquered. And when I say death, it's both physical death and spiritual death as consequence of sin. Jesus' resurrection from the dead demonstrated his victory over death, but only after his crucifixion. His death merited the promise of eternal life to all who accept and embrace the cross with Jesus. And it is again through the cross that humanity was restored to friendship with God. The relationship between humanity and God was broken, but restored in an even better state. The cross, again, the cross, stained by Jesus' most precious blood, elevated us, in us, this new status, children of God, that we can read in the Gospel of St. John. He gave them power to be made the sons of God. So, my dear brethren, only 2 weeks separate us from Easter. So please, do not waste your time. Enjoy St. Patrick's Day, but make it a holy day, a day to embrace the instruments of your salvation. We pray to St. Patrick in a special way today. May the patron saint of the Emerald Islands intercede for each one of you, for all your families, for your dear country, Ireland, and may he especially intercede to help us to really fix our eyes on the cross, where we behold the victory of love over sin and death. Saint Patrick, pray for us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.